New York will be the second state to enact a plastic bag ban after California. Lawmakers agreed to ban them in the Empire State next year. One of the big concerns about plastic bags is that they end up in the ocean and last for a really long time. They shouldn't be used for a 5-minute shopping trip. But our next guest says plastic bag bans have unintended consequences. Rebecca Taylor is an assistant professor with the School of Economics at the University of Sydney in Australia. She joins us on Skype. Rebecca, you started your research on this after having lived in cities in the U.S. that have implemented plastic bag bans. So what have you seen in terms of what happens when a city decides to either ban or tax plastic bags?
Right. So what we see is that one of the goals is to increase the use of reusable bags, and we do see that. When I looked at these policies, I found that about 50% of customers begin bringing reusable bags with them to the store. Another set of customers that don't bring reusable bags continue purchasing disposable bags, generally paper bags if plastic bags have been banned. So about 30 to 40% of customers begin purchasing paper bags, and the remaining do usually just don't bring a bag at all.
Mm-hmm. And are the paper bags generally better for the environment, would you say, than the plastic bags?
The paper bags have their own set of environmental concerns. They're more energy and water intensive to produce. They're heavier, so they take up more room in transportation. So generally, life cycle assessments, reports that look at the environmental consequences, rate paper bags as worse than plastic bags. However, these life cycle assessments don't do a great job of thinking about what happens if that plastic bag makes it into oceans and waterways where it can affect wildlife.
Well, and the other thing is the bags that you're talking about, the reusable bags that people can purchase at the supermarket, those may not be used over and over again hundreds of times. Maybe somebody uses them two or three times and then they either end up in a closet for a long time or they themselves end up in the ocean.
Yes, exactly. So with the thicker reusable bags, they have to be used a certain number of times to have the same environmental impact as the thin plastic bags. So for instance, a cotton bag would need to be used 131 times to have the same life cycle or to have the same global warming impact as a thin plastic bag. If you used your thin plastic bag as a garbage bag, gave it a second use, you would then need to use your cotton bag 327 times to have the same impact as that thin plastic bag. So we do need to see a lot of reuse of various types of reusable bags to bring that environmental impact equal with the plastic bags.
So I hope that all of our listeners with their public radio tote bags are taking note there that they're going to have to use them a lot in order to make it make sense for the environment. What about the idea that people actually are using garbage bags more often, you found, because of plastic bag bans?
Yeah. So one other thing I looked at, not just the types of bags customers use at checkout, also the kinds of bags that they're purchasing. And what I find is that when plastic grocery bags are banned, sales of garbage bags skyrocket. So in particular, small garbage bags, so the same size as a grocery bag, those go up by 120%. So we're seeing big increases. When we convert this into total plastic, about 30% of the plastic that was eliminated by banning the thin plastic grocery bags comes back in the form of thicker trash bags.
So what's the solution then? If reusable bags have their issues, if paper bags have their issues, and obviously garbage bags are really no better than single-use plastic bags, what should people do?
My policy recommendation is to make the price of all types of bags transparent to customers. The big issue with traditional thin plastic grocery bags is that they seemed like they were free. They actually aren't free. You paid for them in your overall price of the groceries, but it seemed like you were getting them for free, and that led to a lot of overuse. So I generally support fees and taxes over complete bans because they allow for a bit more flexibility. You can still reuse your thin plastic bag. You just now have to pay for it, and you're taking on that cost, and so you're adding your own value to it.
What do you say to people who say, no, 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 I'm one of the good ones. I use my single-use plastic bag to pick up after my dog, and so therefore I'm using it again. Is there anything good about that, or is that just postponing the inevitable, which is that bag probably eventually ends up in the ocean?
No, I mean, I think it's great using reusing any item, even items that were deemed as single use. If you're reusing them, they're not single use. You've made them, they're still disposable, but you've given them a second use. And if you're using it to pick up dog poop or to throw away diapers or, you know, any form of trash, that bag is much more likely to end up in the landfill instead of litter.
What do you use when you go to the grocery store?
I use a mix, to be honest. I use the disposable bag for my recycling, for using as garbage bags. I bring my own. I have a variety of reusable bags that I bring. So I don't necessarily think one size fits all for any trip, but the more you can reuse an item, the better it is generally for the environment.
That is Rebecca Taylor, who's an assistant professor with the School of Economics at the University of Sydney. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy, for having me.
And let us know what you do when it comes to bag use at hereandnow.org.